I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Norman Leese, who is a crofter from the Shetlands. You know how far away the Shetlands are, don't you? You know it takes longer to get from the Shetlands to Edinburgh than it does from Edinburgh to London. It's a long, long way away. But absolutely delighted to have Norman. Not only is he representing the Scottish Crofting Federation, which is the only significant small-scale food producers organisation in the UK, but also it's a member of Via Campesina, it's a member of the European Coordination of Via Campesina. So, Norman, we're absolutely delighted to have you and look forward to hearing what you may say.
Thank you very much. First of all, I have to apologise to you. My dialect will make it very difficult for you to understand me. Photo show that we'll have won't help really very much because I've never done this before. Thank you very much for asking me to speak. I feel rather overwhelmed by such a worthy group and me trying to speak to them, but anyhow, thank you very much. What is a craft? It's a piece of paradise surrounded by views, flowers, animals, birds, and aquatic life for that people would die for and have. Not, as some people say, a piece of poor land surrounded by legislation. The legislation started in 1886 to avoid the clearances that were going on in the Highlands of Scotland. The main part of the first act was security of tenure, which meant that a crofter was the only person that, in Britain that had the right to stay on his land or his house as long as he paid his rent. It was the very forward thing seeing that. This is a few crofters. You see a young boy working, a fellow clipping sheep up in the they are actually more dangerous than it looks there. There's no pain on the place. And then you see an old man very content after putting in his hay. Okay. Crofting in times past. First of all, I have to explain to you what crofting, what area crofting is. It was set up in the 1886 Act as the Scottish Islands plus the Highlands. Really everything north and west of the Caledonian Canal, although things in the last act have changed that slightly. This is a typical croft. You can try another one. That's the cow was very important. This was the bear, barley bear that produced the meat and carrier. Okay. And this is, as I say, the cow was very important, making butter and getting everything from what the cow produced. The cabbage, the Shetland cabbage plant was really the only thing up until the end of the 1800s that was produced for animal fodder, other than very old things. The cabbage was known in the crofting counties. This is just something that I put in people from the land do have a wisdom beyond the education, and put it on again. And there, here's somebody that really saves the world. His thoughts and what he did was the beginnings of the smallpox inoculation. You won't find that in many textbooks, but you can read it in Evelyn's book here. We had earlier about potatoes. The tatties were always grown in the cropping counties. They were very important. These ones were said to all come in from the Spanish Armada, so they go quite a way back. This is a very interesting one. We were hearing earlier today that's the Shetland Black. I can't sell the Shetland Black because a supermarket has the rights to sell the Shetland Black potato. It's something that was mentioned earlier and possibly will come up later. The security of seeds and the like. This is another inventor. He didn't like harvesting turnips, so he had invented a fish handling system and a gutting machine. So he thought that this would be a better way of harvesting fish. And this is the oats was also very important. Okay. Every crop had its mow and it produced its own. You see that they had a way that they controlled how the water ran through the mow. It didn't have to run all the time, so they could carry on. This is another craft just showing how things rot. I'll try the next one. Now this is paradise, by the way. That's where I live now. You see, it was all very well wrought. That's what it was in 1932. Okay. This is what happened because of the heavage payment for sheep. Basically, all the population stopped. Everybody went on to produce just sheep instead of all the other things that were. This was why the Federation got back involved with ECVC. European Congress of Via Campesina. We were originally part of the setting up of the CPE organization, which was the mother of that. And we went back to it to try and influence the government, influence everybody that had power within Europe, where possible, and we need to be united. We need to be united. We can't afford not to stand and speak as one body. That doesn't mean to say that we all agree with everything. But as I told the new chair of the Scottish Craft and Scottish the NFU Scotland. If I don't have my hand in your pocket, please back me. And if you don't have your hand in my pocket, I'll back you. So that we can get one word to give to the powers that be. Because if they see a division in us, they'll do what they want, not what any one of us wants. Okay. local food. Our local is local food. The sea eagle does its fishing, and if there's no fish around, it takes a lamb. Or recently it took a minister. He didn't make it, but up in Scotland. It's an interesting subject, how local is local. Okay. The coffin, we call it the Taminori. It normally fishes quite close, but they had a camera within the burrow of a little Tami Nori, baby one they called it, Nori. Tami and the old Nori went away fishing, and they normally came back after 6 hours. But there was a great panic in Shetland. Was little Nori going to die? Because they hadn't been back for 2 days. But they came back with enough food, and Nori came, did very well. And so local food is depending on what you look at. This is food, and we also have the issue of food security and holding on what your everything to do with you're the local food. You need to have control of what is happening locally. This is the Shetland sheep grazing among seaweed. This is caused us some consternation, because one of the European criteria for grazing is it must be herbaceous grazing. You can't get support. This is a much bigger issue than just our seaweed. It's everything that's not herbaceous won't get support in the next gap if we're not very careful. This is a cow ready for the slaughter locally, hopefully, with a bullet. I thought this was a very much showing where crofting was and possibly where it is, and that small thing, agriculture. You see the old fishing boat wrecked, like the crofts have been destroyed by legislation. Legislation put those boats where they are. But you see a nice fiberglass fancy boat there that can produce nothing and will produce nothing. Can you go back?
Yeah,
sorry.
That's
all right. I'll let you off.
One
more. Go ahead. It doesn't want to stay there. Yes. But the important thing is, you look here, the tide has turned. that's it. You're taking nothing out of this speech of mine today. Just remember that picture and think, the tide has turned for small time agriculture and small time food production, quality food production. Some of the things that, this is Shetland cattle going to, they were presented to Prince Charles. He actually put the forward into Evelyn's book. He is one of our very good friends. There's other people who were very, very, very supportive, but it's more difficult getting some of them to put their head above the parapet. One thing that I must mention that we're doing is we have something called Crofting Connections. It's done with the schools. We have in Scotland what they call a curriculum for excellence. And this allows people like myself who are dyslexic to realize that there is an importance in learning to add or multiply or even spell sometimes. But it doesn't help you speaking, I'm sorry. And they do various things in schools. They all have school gardens. They have, some of them have little flocks of sheep that they are in control of. It gives them sex education. They know when the ram is slipped, how long the gestation period is. It learns them all these kind of things. It doesn't learn everything that they learn isn't good from it, I admit, because they do run a sweepstake often to see which ewe is tooked first or which lamb comes first. So they've learned them about gambling a little bit as well. Okay, we'll go. You will realize that I do believe that this is paradise, so I've shown you three slides. This one is taken quite recently. The big difference to this one is there's a wind turbine there. I know that that's not what we're speaking about, but I feel so convinced that microgeneration, renewables, and the like are part of where we're going, that I wish that you take that also from this. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for my dialect. Bye.
Norman, thank you very much indeed. And the two take-home messages: the tide has turned. And of course, across the multifunctional, isn't small-scale production, it's multifunctional, it's not just producing food, it's energy, it's fibre, it's all sorts of things. That was absolutely wonderful, and we could listen to you for a much longer period of time.